you're watching Be the People. I'm Rishika Barua. The National Testing Agency in India has made national and international headlines lately. The NEET, the UGC NET exams were cancelled following a series of irregularities in the marking system and subsequently allegations of paper leak. The UGC CSIR was also delayed due to logistical reasons, and the NEET postgraduate exam has also been delayed now, which the government says is because of a precautionary measure. Needless to say, India's nodal testing body, the NTA, has failed India students. And now its very premise is under the scanner. An expert committee has been called to plug the leaks and fix the mess. But the question really is, with lakhs of students' lives at stake, with lakhs of students' futures at stake, is the removal of the NTA head enough? Or is there a need to perhaps rethink the entire existence of the NTA and the whole processes with which exams are conducted in India, the seriousness with which exams are conducted in India? NTA has been in existence for only 7 years. It was set up in 2017 with a nod from the Indian Cabinet, and it was set up as an autonomous testing body under the Education Ministry. This body was set up and it conducts not one but 15 crucial entrance exams for higher educational institutions across the length and breadth of India. Before the NTA was formed, government bodies such as the UGC or the Central Board of Secondary Education, which is the CBSE, or central universities such as DU, JNU, etc., they were all conducting their own exams. NTA was inspired by the US body, the Educational Testing Service body, established through a legislation in our country to ensure autonomy and transparency in examination system. 7 years later, none of those two criteria have been fulfilled. Paper leaks and cancellation of exams is not an NTA problem alone. While we'll ask questions of the NTA, it's an India problem. Data from just the last 5 years alone bears testament to the fact that India has indeed failed students in the conduct of free and fair examinations of not just any exams. These are crucial, life-changing exams. They are perhaps among the most difficult exams that anybody can give in their lifetime. And there are students who give not one, two, but even three attempts. Now, initially, this entire episode of NEET, at least this year, was met with a government denial. Now, the government of the day and even the courts have stepped in to take charge of the situation. But sadly, absolutely nothing has changed as far as the students are concerned, who are grappling with uncertainty, who have questions. These are students who are already burdened with the stress of some of the toughest and most competitive Indian exams. On We the People tonight, we simply want answers. Joining us in the studio, Professor C.B. Sharma. He's a professor of education, IGNOS. Thank you very much for being with us. Vrinda Swaroop, former Secretary, Ministry of Education, Government of India. Anand Kumar, the founder of Super 30. Meeta Gupta, renowned educationist. And also with me in the studio today are students. These are few voices among the lakhs of students who are demanding answers tonight. And that's exactly what we're going to do, put forth their voices and hopefully get some solutions. I want to begin by the student who's sitting right next to me. This was your third attempt. You've just given the NEET exam, so you're essentially directly impacted by everything that's happening. What do you have to say? What's your name and what do you have to say?
My name is Abhishek, and I would like to conclude that this year's NEET exam was complete utter grand failure. Because NTA says ki competent students badh gaye hain, lekin competent students mein ek range bhi to hoti hai. Kyun sirf topper students badh gaye? 665 se leke 720 ke beech mein is saal 400% ka increment aaya hai, aur 520 se 620 ke beech mein sirf 78%. Agar badhne chahiye to har ek range ke students badhne chahiye na.
To sirf toppers kyun bade hain, ye sawal hai aapka.
Ma'am, unke paas already examination paper tha. Ab aisa to hai nahi ki har koi lake 720 hi le aayega. Ab 7 टॉप 100 की जो लिस्ट आई थी उसमें ही हमें इतनी सारी डिस्क्रिपेंसीज मिल गई. अब अगर वो 665 से लेके 720 की पूरी लिस्ट निकालेंगे तो हमें कितनी सारी डिस्क्रिपेंसीज मिलेंगी, हम भी देख के बता देंगे कि कहां कहां पेपर.
आपका आपका थर्ड अटेम्प्ट था इस बारी, ये पूरे सिचुएशन से आप पर क्या इफेक्ट है? व्हाट इज द इंपैक्ट ऑन यू? हाउ हैव यू बीन इंपैक्टेड?
मैम, बीइंग अ ड्रॉपर इज सो मच टफ. हमारी मेंटल साइकी बहुत ज्यादा इफेक्ट होती है इस चीज से. और उसके बाद फिर हर कोई बोलता है कि इस साल भी नहीं हुआ, इस साल भी नहीं हुआ. अब हम मेरे 650 मार्क्स हैं, और अगर मेरे 650 मार्क्स पे भी मुझे कॉलेज नहीं मिलेगा तो फिर क्या 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 इफेक्ट करेगा ये आने वाले स्टूडेंट्स को भी, जो अगले साल एग्जाम्स देंगे, उनके उनको उनका तो कॉन्फिडेंस ही डाउन हो जाएगा. अब जैसे इंडिया में बाहर से इतने सारे पेशेंट्स आते हैं अपने ऑपरेशंस करवाने, उनका तो कॉन्फिडेंस ही नहीं रहेगा हमारी कंट्री पे. हर चीज को अफेक्ट करता है पेपर. अगर ये स्टूडेंट्स आगे जाके डॉक्टर्स बनेंगे तो हमारा हेल्थ इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर डिक्लाइन हो जाएगा.
फेयर पॉइंट. व्हाट इज योर डिमांड टू एनीबडी हु इज वाचिंग दिस शो एंड लिसनिंग टू यू, व्हाट इज इट दैट यू आर डिमांडिंग एज अ स्टूडेंट हू गेव दिस एग्जाम ऑन मे द 5th?
मैम, दिस एग्जामिनेशन शुड बी कंडक्टेड अगेन बिकॉज रीवैल्यूएशन इज नॉट द सॉल्यूशन. क्योंकि जिनके पास ऑलरेडी वो एग्जामिनेशन था, हम चाहे उनकी OMR कितनी भी बार चेक कर लें, बट उस OMR में मार्क्स तो उतने ही रहेंगे.
ओके, फेयर पॉइंट. यू आर डिमांडिंग देयर हैज टू बी अ री एग्जामिनेशन एज अ स्टूडेंट हु इज given this exam now for the third time. He has appeared for a third time. We have some more students joining us. Let's try and get in more voices. What's your name and what do you want to say?
My name is Akhirin Nalamba, and I just want to say about this mental health of students. Like, when an exam is reconducted, an exam, you take a drop for that exam. There are two different approaches for that exam. Like, in the case of a re-neat, if we all demand the re-neat, that is, like, hame जो 12 महीने या 9 महीने का काम है, वी हैव टू डू इट इन 45 डेज और 30 डेज, जितना भी ऑनरेबल सुप्रीम कोर्ट हमें टाइम देता है उसके हिसाब से. बट देर इज अ होल होलिस्टिकली डिफरेंट अप्रोच फॉर लाइक ड्रॉपर स्टूडेंट्स. तो एट बेसिक लेवल हम लोगों का काफी ज्यादा मेंटल हेल्थ काफी इफेक्ट हुआ है इसी चीज से कि वी आर इन अ डिलेमा दैट व्हाट शुड वी डू. Like, we should trust the NTA, we should trust the governing bodies that we would get the assurance about that we'll get the paper, will be reconducted. All this in our mind is like boggling in our mind every day. So at a basic level, we have a lot of high levels of cortisol, like we have anxiety.
You're stressed yes. about what is going to happen. Would you rather that you take another year off and prepare and give the exam, or you want to retest?
It is like, I am just 17, so there won't be a problem if I take a drop. But what's the point of giving an examination which is not fair to everyone? Like, there is no point of...
You don't trust the system.
We don't trust the system.
Do you trust the system? You also gave the NEET exam. What's your name?
मैम, माई सेल्फ अक्षरा, एंड आई रियली डोंट ट्रस्ट इट, बिकॉज अगर मैं दोबारा भी देना चाहूँ तो क्या भरोसा है कि वो सही होगा.
तो आपको क्या लगता है कि अभी क्या होना चाहिए इस गिवन सिचुएशन में, ये जो पूरी कॉन्ट्रोवर्सी चल रही है? ये आपका फर्स्ट अटेम्प्ट था, सेकेंड अटेम्प्ट था, आप क्या?
इट वाज माय सेकेंड अटेम्प्ट.
योर सेकेंड अटेम्प्ट.
यस मैम. मैम, मैं तो यही सजेशन दूंगी कि हमें एक फेयर डिसीजन लेना चाहिए इस चीज को लेके, कि भरोसा एटलीस्ट हो जाए हमें, मतलब सिस्टम पे, कि एग्जाम हम दोबारा भी दे रहे हैं तो एटलीस्ट ट्रस्टेड तो हो.
ओके, आई थिंक दैट रियली एग्जेम्प्लीफाइज व्हाट द स्टूडेंट्स इन आवर कंट्री आर फीलिंग टुडे, व्हिच इज अ सेंस ऑफ कंप्लीट मिस्ट्रस्ट एंड अ सेंस ऑफ कंप्लीट डिस्पेयर एज फार एज दिस सिस्टम इज कंसर्न. प्रोफेसर शर्मा, इफ आई कैन बिगिन बाय आस्किंग यू, यू नो, यू हर्ड फ्रॉम द स्टूडेंट्स, देयर इज अ कंप्लीट फेलियर of any kind of faith or trust that is left in the system, whether it is the data that shows what has happened with states as far as paper leaks are concerned, or the NTA conduct of examinations. It does appear that we as a country have completely failed our students in the free and fair conduct of examination. Where do we even begin to fix this?
I would start by saying that no, we have not completely failed. The exam has slipped, but don't forget that this is the largest exam conducted anywhere in the world. There is not a parallel to this exam anywhere in the world where more than 22 lakh students appear. This is the largest exam. So you have to keep in mind that this has to be high stake, and this is the single exam for admitting students to medical colleges. So this is high stake. I just heard the student. He has spent 3 years preparing for just this exam.
Yes.
So this is definitely very high stake. When the stake is high, the fight would be higher. And the number is high, as we all understand.
Yes.
So this has also become political in that sense, that when you have large numbers, all would like to lap this issue so that they automatically get so many followers. Look, about my information is about 22 lakh, 23,000 students appeared, and there are just 1,20,000 seats in the colleges. 21 lakh are bound to fail. So you conduct the retest any number of times, and 21 lakh would fail always. Every time you have that opportunity to say, no, the exam was not fair, and how have these 21 lakh failed? Give them another chance. And all would like to get that chance. I'm not being unfair to the students. I'm a teacher. They are my target. I have spent my life for them. So I have to tell them, look, beta, ye nahi hai ki tum परीक्षा दे दिए तो पास करोगे ही, ऐसा है ये स्थिति नहीं समझाई गई है. व्हाट आई बिलीव एज एनटीए शुड हैव डिसेमिनेटेड ऑल दिस डेटा. हैव यू एवर हर्ड एनटीए रिप्रेजेंटेटिव एक्सप्लेनिंग द सिचुएशन? नो. इट्स आइदर द पॉलिटिकल पार्टीज, द ऑपोजिशन, because it's a crucial time.
Or it's people like yourselves who've lent your voice and some perspective to this entire situation that we're seeing unfold. Vrinda Swaroop, you know, you've been with us across several times that we've sort of covered this. I want to understand from you, you know, given the data that is so readily available, whether it is the state conductive exams or whether it's what's happening with NTA, why is it that despite paper leaks being such a common phenomena in our country, unfortunately I have to use those words, why is it that we don't have contingency plans or we can't manage to plug this situation? I mean, the whole fairness of the system has now raised questions on the viability of its existence.
So there are ways of plugging it. There are ways of doing a well-formed exam or well-organized exam, and there have been examples in our country in the past also. So I don't think there is a lack of capacity to get it done. It just needs great arrangements every and each time. And as it was pointed out, this is a particularly fiercely contested exam, and therefore the precautions should have been three times more than what you would normally do. So I think having said that, there is also a factor which we have to take into regard that, you know, any system you set up, there are always elements who will start to game it after a while. And this happens over and over again in many, many, you know, related areas of education. So you have to be alert to that. And as a testing agency, you have to be technologically ahead of that curve so that you preserve the sanctity of your exams each and every time.
Because, you know, like I asked you, there has been a complete breakdown as far as the faith in the system is concerned. You heard it from the students on this show. These are students, you know, we've been hearing it from students across the country in articles on television channels where students just say that we don't trust the system anymore. Anand Kumar, you know, I want to ask you a very important point that Vrinda Swaroop actually raised on the fact that we haven't been able to optimally use technology. Do you believe that technology presents itself as one of the solutions, that we could perhaps better use existing technology or develop new technology in order to fix this system, which is completely broken at so many levels?
दरअसल में जो भी हमारे बच्चे हैं जो कंप्लेन कर रहे हैं उनका बोलना बड़ा वाजिब है. छह क्लास में क्लास सेवन से एट से बच्चे तैयारी करते हैं, कोचिंग वालों को पैसा देते हैं, माता पिता आखिरी जमीन बेच के भी बच्चों को कोटा और कई जगहों पर भेजते हैं पढ़ने के लिए. तो ऐसी दुर्घटना घट जाती है तो बड़ा लोगों का विश्वास घट जाता है. और ये कोई जो आप सवाल पूछा कि टेक्नोलॉजी से इसको रोका जा सकता है या पेन पेपर वाला रहने दिया जाए, तो ईमान कैसा इस पर डिपेंड करता है. हमारा तो मानना है पेन पेपर रहने दिया जाना चाहिए. टेक्नोलॉजी क्या, उसमें भी क्रैक किया जा सकता है. पासवर्ड से आपको सब चीजें जानकारी, उसमें तो पता करना भी मुश्किल होगा. ये पेन पेपर वाला क्या है ना कि जो गांव के बच्चे हैं, देहात के बच्चे, उनको भी परीक्षा देने का मौका मिलता है.
मैंने इसीलिए आनंद कुमार जी, मैंने इसीलिए टेक्नोलॉजी पर सवाल आपसे पूछा था क्योंकि टेक्नोलॉजी पर बहुत चर्चा हुई है. क्या fixing technology or getting a computerized system, is it possible, is it viable, and how does this impact even state level exams? Maine isiliye aapse ye sawal specifically pucha tha kyunki agar aap kehte hain ki technology se ye problem fix nahi ho sakti hai, to aapke experience mein ye kaise fix ho sakti hai?
ये बड़ा जो अभी सबसे पहले दोषियों को पकड़ा जाए, उनको इतनी सख्त सजा दी जाए, उनको बेल ना मिले, ऐसा केस बनाया जाए, तब जाके ये लोग डरेंगे और ऐसा काम नहीं करेंगे. लेकिन अगर कुछ दिनों के लिए वो जेल जाते हैं या जांच चलते रहता है तो फिर लोगों का मन बढ़ जाता है. तो सजा सख्त होनी चाहिए और जहां जहां ये चाहे एनटीए में लोग हों या बाहरी लोग हों, जो जिनकी मिली भगत हो, उन पर सख्त कार्रवाई होनी चाहिए. और दूसरी बात, परीक्षा जो है, जो बच्चे बोल रहे हैं री एग्जाम की बात बोल रहे हैं, तो री एग्जाम होने चाहिए. 1997 में मुझे याद है कि आईआईटी का पेपर लीक हो गया था, चर्चा हुई थी, उसमें दो सेंटर पर लीक हुआ था, लेकिन सरकार ने डिसीजन लिया और पूरे इंडिया में फिर से आईआईटी का एग्जाम हुआ था एडवांस का. तो मेरा मानना है कि यही होना चाहिए, दोबारा भी एग्जाम होनी चाहिए.
ओके, आपका मानना है दोबारा एग्जाम होनी चाहिए. इससे स्टूडेंट्स की मेंटल हेल्थ पे क्या असर पड़ेगा, मैं इस पर भी आपसे सवाल पूछूंगी. बट मीता, आई वांट टू अंडरस्टैंड फ्रॉम यू एज एन एजुकेशनिस्ट. यू हैव रिटन एक्सटेंसिवली आल्सो अबाउट प्रैक्टिकल सॉल्यूशंस. इट्स ऑल वेरी वेल फॉर अस टू हैव कॉन्वर्सेशंस इन द स्टूडियो सिटिंग हियर एंड ट्राइंग टू फिगर आउट व्हाट इट इज दैट इज अ सॉल्यूशन और अ सीरीज ऑफ सॉल्यूशंस. While we understand there are no quick answers and no TV conversations are not going to solve this problem, where is it that we must start to look at to fix this problem? Because there has to be a starting point. Technology can't be an overarching solution. How do you look at fixing this problem? How do you look at giving some of these students answers? What's a good place to start?
There is a lot to be done, and I want to acknowledge the sheer massive task and responsibility that has been given to the NTA. The NTA has received certain legacy exams that were already solid and in place. Hmm. But it also has this huge responsibility of building the exams of the future, which includes technology and non-technology solutions. India jaise country mein pure technology solution hoga hi nahi, hybrid solution hi hoga. Because there will be people jahan pe electricity nahi jayegi, aapki connectivity nahi jayegi, aapke cameras nahi ja payenge, etc. Hamare solutions hone padenge hybrid. Sure, to build that, we have experts on your panel. We have the most amazing people who have run education administration right here on the panel, who have taught the best of the best. Yet none of us is an assessment expert. And I think what NTA is suffering from is the fact that in our country, we are now building assessment expertise. Exam ke liye aapke kis tarah ki cyber security chahiye? Exam ke liye aapko kis tarah ki trains chahiye? Kis tarah ki markings chahiye? Kaun si police ki behavior honi chahiye jo danda na lagaye lekin bachon ko secure rakhe? Aap kis tarah ki data tracking karenge so that you are able to put some sort of visibility on centers that have people coming from very far away, so that samne dikh jaye are ye kya ho raha hai is center mein. Even if you do have CCTVs and camera, you can have a centralized office jis tarah se Facebook apne karta hai. जो प्रॉब्लम्स होती हैं सिचुएशन के, दे हैव अ सेंट्रलाइज्ड ऑफिस. उस समय आप प्रॉब्लम रिपोर्ट करें, आप सेंट्रलाइज्ड ऑफिस सेंटर के प्रॉब्लम सॉल्व करें. सॉल्व द प्रॉब्लम्स ऑफ द सेंटर एट द सेंटर, लेट इट नॉट स्पिल ओवर टू द एंटायर नेशन. हियर देयर वर फ्यू सेंटर्स दैट हैड प्रॉब्लम्स. आपके टाइम की प्रॉब्लम थी सेंटर पे, यू हैड अ सिक्योर सेंटर. 10 मिनट लेट स्टार्ट हुआ है, 10 मिनट एक्स्ट्रा देने की पावर होनी चाहिए सेंटर पे. दीज आर थिंग्स दैट एक्सलेंट एडमिनिस्ट्रेटर्स हैव ऑलरेडी एड्रेस्ड इन द फ्यूचर. एंड आई विल refer to the excellent administrators on the panel and say, I grew up with exams in India. We had excellent exams. We trusted. I think we still continue to trust the exam system, and we admit there is a lapse over here. The one thing we need is instruction.
Can I just interrupt you for a moment and say that, you know, we've all been through examinations here in this very country. Are you trying to say that students were better off earlier? Is centralization perhaps one of the things that we need to relook at?
I am saying that we are a much larger nation now, with much higher stakes, with 1/4 of our population under the age of 30. Okay. We have a young population. We have a democratic bulge that is taking exams right now. The pressure on the NTA is much more than the pressure on any exam system that existed even 10 years ago, 20 years ago.
Professor Sharma, wasn't this whole centralization done to enable a body to be able to deal with the numbers, to be able to deal with the fact that more and more students should be able to as easily as possible, as accessibly as possible, take these exams? And that was the whole rationale behind the NTA. The question I have very simply is it time for the NTA to go? Do we need to return back to the way things were in the past?
No, I would say let's not take a very quick decision just because something has happened.
Just a perspective, yes.
Yeah, we need to look at things in perspective. I'm privy to the discussion when we were thinking of establishing NTA. And I'm also privy to all that discussion why we established NTA. There were states where exams were very shabby and it used to happen.
And the situation in the states is still the same. It's still the same. Very bad.
Just because something has happened today, just don't say that NTA has failed and let us give it back to the previous system.
But that's what I'm asking.
I would say no. I would like to say a couple of things. I will completely agree with Anand when he says that it should be paper pencil. Leave it to the experts. leave it to those who want to admit students, and they decide what sort of a question paper should be asked, and somebody sitting who is not connected with exams. I have done it 35 years, right? Through my career, I have been in teaching and assessment, I understand. I have chaired the largest assessing body of the country, that's the National Institute of Open Schooling. I have done it, I understand. So, leave it to the experts, the teachers, who are admitting these and who have to teach. We are shouting from the rooftop that we are creating doctors. But what competencies do you want to test to make a doctor? Leave it to the doctors and teachers to design question paper and conduct exam. We need to reflect a few things about NTA. Go back into the discussion. Unfortunately, we have the ministry and the system of education has a very short memory. Nobody there is there in the ministry today who was part of the discussion when NTA was established. Somehow, I'm still in education, but most people have left.
I think the point that both Meeta Sen Gupta and you are making is very similar, that you need to have people who understand the system to actually run the system and take decisions as far as the system is concerned. Vrinda Swaroop, as someone who's been at the helm of affairs, do you think that the problem perhaps, or rather we could perhaps begin to fixing things by actually fixing the people who run things, to put it very simply?
So, of course, good leadership and good integrity and leadership to any institution, especially something as sensitive as a testing agency, is a given. It should be a given, and there's no shying away from that. But I think it raises a second question. At some point of time, we may have set up a centralized system in the country with the best of intentions. But as time goes on, and this is where policy and good leadership matters, even in the ministry, even in the organizations, is that if there are challenges of a serious nature being raised, you have to bear two things in mind. One, after why are you running these exams? You're running these exams to get the young people in this country a fair and level playing field. Yes. To be taken an exam and to have confidence that the best of them will be those who will be chosen and go on to become doctors or engineers or whatever, whichever type of exam you're holding.
Yes.
The second is you have to have a very credible testing service. And if you are failing in both or you are being challenged in both repeatedly, then you have to go back to the drawing board, and that's what administrators and policymakers have to do. And you have to see if the children are suffering, the candidates are losing heart, then you must take immediate steps for reform, for change, for improvement. And I think why we are having these discussions is because there have been serious challenges, and we are now, at least as a nation, going back and saying, look, reconsider what you set up, even if you did it with the best intentions.
Yes. The series of mishaps that have happened is perhaps serves as some kind of a catalyst to shake up the system. But I'll give the final word to Anand Kumar. Anand, I want to give you the final word here, because I feel like at the end of the day, I began this by saying it may be a government problem. We have questions of the NTA, but at the end of the day, it is the students who want answers. It's very simply people's lives, people's futures, people's years of hard work that is really at stake here. आपका क्या मानना है कि इस वक्त आप स्टूडेंट्स को क्या बोलेंगे एंड सरकार को क्या बोलेंगे?
सरकार को तो सबसे पहले बोलेंगे, रिक्वेस्ट के मोड में ही बोलेंगे कि आप जांच बहुत अच्छे से कराइए. जो इन्वेस्टिगेशन में बाहर आती है चीजें, क्वेश्चन सेटिंग से लेके प्रिंटिंग से लेके वहां पहुंचाने से लेके सेंटर तक पहुंचने में जहां भी सिस्टम में कमियां हैं, जो जो दोषी है उस पर तो कार्रवाई हो, और कैसे लीक हुआ उसको कैसे मजबूत किया जाए, इसके लिए एक्सपर्ट्स हैं. तो एक्सपर्ट का राय लीजिए कि अगली दफा इसकी पुनरावृत्ति नहीं हो, फिर ऐसी चीजें नहीं हो. और बच्चों को चाहेंगे कि बच्चे आप घबराइए मत, बहुत बार जिंदगी में ऐसी चीजें आ जाती है जो अचानक होती है, तो इसलिए आप तैयारी करते रहिए. हमारा गवर्नमेंट से भी रिक्वेस्ट है कि एक मौका बच्चों को दिया जाए, और जो बच्चे तैयारी कर रहे हैं 3 साल 4 साल से लगे हुए, उनको एक मौका मिलना चाहिए ताकि एक बार फिर से दूध का दूध और पानी का पानी करने का मौका मिले, ताकि कोई बच्चे को शिकायत
नहीं। लेकिन एक छोटा सवाल और पूछूंगी जब बच्चों की बात आती है, बिकॉज इट्स लिटरली पुटिंग यू नो चिल्ड्रन इन अ प्रेशर कुकर। दीज आर स्टूडेंट्स हु आर अपीयरिंग फॉर, लाइक आई सेड, द मोस्ट कॉम्पिटिटिव, द टफेस्ट एग्जाम्स ऑफ देयर लाइव्स, एंड व्हेन समथिंग लाइक दिस हैपेंस एंड दे यू नो चिल्ड्रन ऑन द शो कम एंड से दैट वी हैव लॉस्ट फेथ इन द सिस्टम, वी डोंट ट्रस्ट द प्रोसेस, आई थिंक वी हैव लार्जर इश्यूज टू डील विद एज फार एज द मोरल ऑफ आवर स्टूडेंट्स आर कंसर्न्ड।
नहीं, आपने ठीक बोला, वो प्रेशर कुकर की तरह वो लोग फटने की स्थिति में, बहुत कष्ट में, ये बात मानते हैं, लेकिन इसको हल्का कैसे किया जाए अभी ये सोचने का वक्त है, और अगली बार ना हो ये सोचने का है। अगर हम री एग्जाम नहीं कराते हैं, इसी में कुछ कुछ करके मैनेज कर देते, तो सच में प्रेशर कुकर की तरह बच्चे पड़ जाएंगे।
इट्स वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट दैट वी एक्नॉलेज दैट फॉर व्हाट इट इज। प्रोफेसर शर्मा, हैव वेरी लिटिल टाइम, प्लीज।
I have two suggestions to make. Look, we have a very tough man at the helm of affairs. The education minister is known for taking hard decisions. So, he should not budge to the pressure that is being built. Okay. And I will also have a very strong suggestion to the opposition political parties. Don't be unfair. Don't put this institution in shame. It's a national institution. Don't do it for politics. Let the government do it. Okay. And government must review it.
I have to say though, with all the protests that we've seen, whether it's political protests or student protests, with the fact that this is something that has rocked the Indian Parliament, with even the President of India acknowledging that this is a mess that needs to be fixed, one sincerely hopes that the unfortunate events that has got us to this day actually leads in catalyzing real change as far as the education system is concerned. I'm afraid that's all the time we have tonight on We the People. If you have tuned in, thanks for watching and good night.